Citizen Kane mit Running in der Morning Show am Nachmittag bei Flux FM. Ahmed Jalab, der hinter Citizen Kane vor allen Dingen steckt, ist ja im Sudan geboren worden. Er wuchs in Utah und Ohio auf und in Brooklyn, da ist er als Musiker so richtig bekannt geworden. Er war ja unter anderem Sideman bei Caribou Yesaya oder auf Montreal. Some name dropping, you know, sorry.
No problem.
Aber vor allen Dingen seine Reisen gehören auch untrennbar zu seiner Biografie und zu seiner Art, Musik zu machen. Alles wird damit reingeworfen, ein wirklich ganz großer Pool von weltweiten Einflüssen. Und eine neue Platte ist jetzt im Herbst fertig geworden oder sagen wir im Spätsommer. Sie heißt Mean Love und mit der ist er jetzt nochmal auf Tour, hier auch in Berlin. Und heute macht er Halt im Lido, da seid ihr natürlich herzlich zu eingeladen. Vorher ein kleiner Plausch bei Flux FM. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you for always having me. I love this place.
Of course, a regular visitor because you love us so much and secondly the city.
Absolutely, Berlin is like my second home in these days, I think.
Und seine anderen Bandmitglieder, einer ist gerade am Gendarmenmarkt ein bisschen shoppen, andere ist hier Burger beim Bürgermeister um die Ecke. So what would you do if you weren't here for an interview?
You know, I would do what I always do. I always go to the Michelberger Hotel, have a nice drink and eat lunch and just enjoy myself, maybe play the piano a little bit, go to my friend Christoph's wine bar, or, you know, just you know, regular Berlin things.
And the piano, is it right in the lobby or where, which piano do you mean?
Yes, right in the lobby, right next to the congas. So I'll ask someone to play the congas and I'll play piano. It's just great. It's a really fun time.
The ladies are hanging around and like, oh my God.
Everything. Yeah, you know they're just swooning. Oh, Sinkane, oh.
Come on, did you use that, your skills in that way?
No, I'm...
Come on,
I'm,
be I'm honest. Too, how many times?
I'm too shy. I'm too shy. I don't like... No, I don't do that. Anytime a girl talks to me, I just go home. I just leave.
I don't believe you. With which instrument did you start?
The drums.
The drums, yeah. That's your passion, the drums?
Absolutely. It's the funnest instrument to play.
And we can hear that in your songs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Also the drummer for Citizen Kane, Jason Trammell, he also plays on the albums too. But yeah, it's definitely how I start writing all of my music. I start with the drums.
Mm-hmm. When was the first year when you had your first drumsticks in your hand?
Ooh, that was probably when I was 10 years old.
10 years old. Mm-hmm. And that was in Ohio or Utah?
Utah. Yeah.
In Utah. Mm-hmm. So you grew up in Utah.
Well, I lived there till I was 13 years old. But I played my first gig ever when I was 11 in Utah.
What? When you were 11?
Yeah, weird, right?
Yeah, what was that for kind of gig?
It was supporting a band from the high school. Uh-huh. They asked us to play with them. And it was at this like... you know, it was like at a bar, but they didn't serve alcohol. So uh-huh. It was kind of a weird club.
And people went crazy because you were on stage playing the drums.
All about me. It was all about me.
Of course, natürlich. Ganz unbescheiden hier ist Ahmed und erzählt uns von seinen ersten Drum-Erlebnissen. Mit 4 hat er im Grunde zum ersten Mal die Drumsticks dann in der Hand gehabt und mit 11 seinen ersten Gig sogar gespielt. Damals, als da so ein paar Highschool-Schüler einen Bandauftritt hatten, war er... So you had a real band when you were 11 years old?
Yeah, we were called Present Tense.
Present tense.
Actually, the first when we played that show, we were called Rigid Prawn.
Oh my God! What is that actually?
You know, like a prawn, like a shrimp.
Ah, yeah, a prawn. Yeah, but
like a rigid, like a very like a, like a stiff.
Yeah.
Like a stiff prawn.
And you chose that name.
I definitely chose that name. Yeah.
Prawn is typical for Utah or Ohio.
I don't think anyone knew what a prawn was back then, but you know.
Let's listen to a new song of yours. Right. New name. What is it about?
New name is a song. It's more, man. See, now you're exposing me. It's one of those. You know that feeling you get when you are interested in someone, and, mm-hmm. and it's very mysterious and kind of moody.
You think about getting to the piano, playing songs.
Yeah, you know, and asking someone to play the congas. It's about asking someone to play the congas so you can play the piano so you can attract women.
That's okay, what. I see. Okay, let's have a listen. New name von Citizen Kane heute Abend im Lido. New Name von Citizen Kane, ein Stück, das drauf ist auf seiner neuen Platte Mean Love. Und die ist ja in diesem Spätsommer erst rausgekommen. Heute ist er auf großer Tour, spielt für euch im Lido. Er war ja schon oft in Berlin und reist auch mit seinen Kumpels ganz oft hier in die Stadt. So how often do you come to Berlin during the year?
This is my third time this year.
What?
Yeah.
Only for concerts and then having some days off? Or do you come here sometimes only for...
Well, actually, the first time I came here in June, I came... specifically so I can come to Flux FM so I can do many interviews with you guys because I love you so much. And then the second time I came for a show, and now I'm back for a show and Flux FM. I always like coming to Flux FM.
That's very good. Did you discover this wonderful city also in the west part of town? Or all you always hear Michelberger and Friedrichshain, of course, a little bit Kreuzberg.
Yeah, Kreuzberg, Mitte.
Yeah,
I think Michelberger is like my second home. I honestly, when we got in and I walked in to Michelberger, I felt so relaxed and I felt so excited. And I went and I had lunch. I had a very beautiful lunch there. And I enjoyed my time with Tom and his wife who own the place. And it's, I just love this place. I can't say enough about it.
Ja, bessere Werbung kannst du das Michelberger ja gar nicht geben. Das müssen wir eigentlich mitschneiden und den Herrschaften rüberschicken. Sind Kane also immer dort gerne zu Hause und setzt sich ja sowieso gerne dann ans Klavier, um ein bisschen zu spielen. That's something with the ladies and the piano, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Always.
Yeah.
That's what I live for.
But what other instruments besides the piano and the drums do you have in your pocket?
I could play the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I could play the bass guitar. I can play the harmonica. I can play the jew's harp. What else can I play? I could play
a comb.
A comb, yeah, a comb. Yes, I'm really good at the comb. I'm very skilled at the comb. My dad taught me how to play the comb.
Okay.
I can whistle very, very nicely too.
And you've got so much going on, and also the musicians that you're working with. So when did you got time to make the new album Mean Love? Is it okay now only Mean Love and the new songs for this album, or do you have other things that you are cooking?
I actually started working on Mean Love as soon as I finished my last album.
Mm-hmm.
So my last album was a year old before it was released, and in the meantime I was working on new music. After we finished touring for the last album Mars, I went straight to work on Mean Love to finish it because I had the majority of it written. So I spent 2 months, 3 months really getting all of the songs. I wrote more than I wanted to put on the album, and then I chose from 16 songs. It was a pretty fun process. It was a lot of work, but it was really fun.
And they are now on your computer at home in Brooklyn, the other songs.
They're on my computer, yeah. I have maybe, I might have some with me. Maybe I'll give them to you.
Really? Mm-hmm. What can I do with them? Sell them?
You can do whatever you want.
That's great
stuff. Don't tell City Slang. Don't tell the lady.
No, I won't. So Brooklyn is your hometown. Can we say that now? Do you feel at home at Brooklyn, or is it just temporary? And then we will welcome you in Berlin in a few months, years.
Man, I really do like living in Brooklyn. The longer I stay, the longer I want to stay. So when I first moved there, I was like, oh, man, this is... Look at all these hipsters, what's going on? But I really enjoy it. The food is really good there and the people are very nice and it's very diverse.
Yeah, hipsters can get on your nerves, but sometimes when you're in a place where there's no hipster around at all, you think, oh my God, I miss those hipsters.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird place. But maybe I'll move here. Maybe I'll move to Berlin very soon. If anyone wants me to move to Berlin, they should go onto my Twitter account and follow me.
Das ist doch mal eine anständige Einladung. Also wenn jemand möchte, dass Sinkane nach Berlin kommt, dann geht in seinen Twitter-Account rein und schreibt ihm mal ordentlich hier eine kleine Einladung. Heute Abend wird er auf jeden Fall auftreten im Lido und wir hören ein weiteres Stück seiner Platte. So tell us a little bit about the next song, which is called How We Be.
How We Be is a song I wrote because I wanted to project a positive image and a positive message on my album, and I wanted to address the topic of the fact that, there's a lot of intense and crazy things happening all over the world. But at the end of the day, we can stay confident and be positive and live a happy life, mm-hmm. And, the last song on Mars, Caperundi, had a really strong groove. And I wanted to go into the first song of the album with a similar groove, like a very funky, like upbeat kind of joint and then couple it with a positive message,
So this is the first song on the new album of Mean Love. Okay, also musikalisch schließt sozusagen der erste Song des neuen Albums an den letzten des vorherigen Albums an. Und auch wenn es manchmal in der Welt ganz schön finster und düster aussieht und man doch eigentlich mit dem hängenden Kopf rumlaufen könnte, gibt es doch auch viele positive Sachen und wir sollen dann doch letztlich unser Leben genießen und das Beste draus machen. Dieser Song, den hören wir uns jetzt an und heute Abend wird er live on stage sein. So the others will shop like hell, eat burgers like no one else.
Go to sleep a little bit.
Yeah, and then you are there. What do you do to be, prepared?
What do I do?
Yeah, do you go for a little nap now after the interview?
I like to take a bath before mm-hmm. the show. And
is that true?
Yeah, and you know, like smoke a cigarette and listen to classical music, and then
come
go on stage.
On, it's a cliche. No, I don't believe you.
Really? Come on.
Really?
You don't do that?
Listening to classic music, smoke a cigarette in the bathtub.
Yeah, right before you perform.
Don't you get tired when you go into this warm bathtub?
I get very relaxed, and then after I get out of the bath, I feel very clean and very fresh.
Okay.
And then, you know, I get like a nicotine buzz from the cigarette, and I go on stage and I just, you know, I just knock them dead.
And you've got a healthy excitement in you when you go on stage.
Yeah, you know, you got to be that way.
Yeah, that's great. I once saw a musician who just slept 2 minutes before the gig, and he came on stage. He was like almost asleep, and he mm-hmm. said, "Well, I just slept 2 minutes ago," and then he played an instrumental for 20 minutes. So he woke up during the instrumental.
Yeah, well, our guitar player, Johnny Lamb, he always sleeps before we perform.
Okay.
He's like a cat. He wakes up and he's like really, really slow moving. And then we get on stage and he knocks them dead too.
Also, ihr wisst Bescheid, Sinn Cain wird gleich nach dem Interview schön in die Badewanne gehen, eine Zigarette rauchen und dazu klassische Musik hören. Und dann ist er ganz relaxed, wenn er dann kurz auf der Bühne für euch steht. Also, Howie B hören wir uns an heute Abend im Lido. Wenn ihr sagt, ach, ich schreibe mich doch mal schnell auf die Gästeliste, dann wäre jetzt die Nummer 030-2000-9000, 030-2000-9000, die Hotline bei Flux FM für Tickets für Sinn Cain. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Come back anytime, probably this year. No.
I'm going to set up a bed in this studio.
Do it.
I'm gonna
sleep here. We will reach over some coffee, some cigarettes, classical music.
Excellent. A bath, everything.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sinn Cain. Tschüss.